This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The election is over, so said Senate Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer. He declared on November 16th from the steps of the Capitol. Americans sent a clear message. They rejected the deeply anti-immigrant message of the MAGA Republicans. Now, more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that's not reproducing on its own with the same level that it used to, he elaborated. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants and the dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help to get the, just to help the dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here. As for his contention that the native population is not reproducing, his is the party that has championed the 63 million abortions since the passage of Roe v. Wade, and as for his contention that immigrants are needed to fill jobs Americans can't or won't do, his is the party that employs wealth redistribution to manipulate non-working voter loyalty. It's also, if you think about it, an indictment on the Democrat public teacher unions that so many emerge from high school barely able to read or do math at the grade school level. And it's not like the 30 million illegals can fill the high-tech jobs of the future. Yet, poorer countries that have nowhere near the per capita education spending capability that we have are somehow able to supply a steady input of H-1B recruits. And no one asks why. So, three more things stand out. Americans voted to replace the Democrat House majority with Republicans. So, to say a clear message was sent is a lie. And Schumer's however many undocumented qualifier shows he's talking about more than just children of illegals. He's talking about everybody. It also shows the 11 million number has been another convenient and still used lie. Back in 2016, Yale researchers estimated that 22.1 million illegal immigrants resided in the U.S. That was according to the national nonprofit membership group Negative Population Growth. And that was 6 years ago. Then Tucker Carlson provided an update last year that put things in perspective. How many people live here illegally? And here's what they found about after running 1 million simulations of the model, the researchers, 95% probability range is 16 million to 29 million, with 22.1 million as the mean. So in other words, the estimates that we've been relying on for decades could possibly, in fact, may likely be off more than 18 million people, and there could easily be 30 million or more illegal immigrants living in this country. That's more people than live in the entire state of Texas. And in August, a Federation for American Immigration Reform analysis concluded that 4.9 million illegal aliens have crossed our borders since Biden took office. So once again, we find Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats lying, which is a common occurrence. But what does that have to do with guns, aside from the obvious fact that they're against our owning them? And no, there are no pro-gun Democrats, or at least pro-right-to-keep-and-bear-arm ones. And Don't take my word for it. Take the 213 House Democrats who want to confiscate your semi-autos and the handful who didn't sign on still support those who did. Start with the fact that Schumer's stated goal, get a path to citizenship for however many undocumented there are here, they think will create an overwhelming number of new Democrats. Now, here things become sort of a jump ball, because the Hispanics that are here now that did it the right way have turned towards the Republican Party. The people coming from across the border now, the 4.9 million additional ones that Biden has invited in, or the 5.9 million, whichever it is, some of them are very conservative in their outlook. So, and they're running from the very thing that the Democrats bring to bear. So while I get in there and I understand that there's some people look at this and they refer to this as a observable demographic reality, I don't necessarily know that's the case. But that doesn't matter with the Democrats as far as the way why they're doing it, because they believe it does. And even the terminology that he employs is a calculated deception. It's not a path. A path would mean there's steps. A path would mean that you actually enter a process. With the numbers involved, we're really talking about a superhighway. And guess who pays the tolls? So this would mean amnesty. And the last time there was an amnesty here in the United States, which Reagan did it, there was a lot of fraud in that one. And that means amnesty and expedited voter registration for the tens of millions of foreign nationals in this country illegally and legally with current culturally suicidal immigration policies. Democrats think that favors them. And that's why they're pushing for it. And if unchecked, it may result in supermajorities in state and federal legislatures that will then be able to pass whatever anti-gun edict they want, law-confirming judges who will uphold these edicts and reverse gains made to date. Of course, we could just transport all of these people to Martha's Vineyard in New York City and Washington, D.C., where they're already blue, which some of these guys are doing. That's why back in the Obama administration, Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson proclaimed illegal aliens had earned the right to be citizens. It's why Hillary Clinton pushed the pathway, and it's why Joe Biden has been doing the same. And yet, in spite of this, though, and this is one thing that I don't understand, and a lot of people share, well, a few people share this. Codrea shares it. National and state gun groups are virtually all silent on immigration / invasion. Some flat out advise ignoring anything outside the single focus. And the big one, the NRA, assigns A grades to politicians who may vote right on guns today, but whose cheap labor votes will end up undermining all in the not too distant future. Like North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, he's been rated A+ by NRA, and at the same time he's been pushing for amnesty, which not only directly undermines every one of his good votes, but plays right into the hands of Schumer and the gun-grabbing Democrats. Whatever short-term gains his cheap labor backers think this will gain them will ultimately spell the death of the Republican Party as a force to be contended with. As Politico reports, immigrant advocacy groups are also starting talks with Senators John Cornyn of Texas, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Mike Lee of Utah, and Pat Toomey, who's gone. We know the retiring Toomey has been no friend, but it has, you know, the other three have all been endorsed by NRA with absolutely no pressure or incentive to hold the line on enabling gun voter replacement. And again, the good votes they're being praised for will no longer matter in a few years if they help Schumer open the floodgates. And whatever passes the gun rights groups think they'll get from Democrats and the media for ignoring immigration with a lame single-issue excuse instead of alerting their memberships, that will be even more short-lived. They've already portrayed as extremist haters and worse. They think they'll be spared further accusations if they stay silent. And revealingly, they trivialized and dismissed as minorities, which, if you think about it, makes perverse sense for Democrats to do. Just a thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. The number of firearms in private hands has been rising for at least 75 years. During the last 25 years, the number of murders with guns, and violent crimes with guns dropped sharply, then leveled. And it has risen a fraction of the drop in the last 3 years. All of this, by the way, this is off of an article that Dean Weingarten published in 2016 and then updated here recently. As a matter of fact, he updated it yesterday. And this is so good that, I mean, we'll probably talk about it tomorrow, Dean and I. Now, the per capita rate of firearms ownership has increased significantly. And it's become very difficult to uncritically believe that more guns equals more crime. Fatal gun accidents are at an unprecedented low. The rate of fatal gun accidents has dropped 94% in 85 years and has leveled off. As that concept that more guns cause more violent crime became discredited, those wishing a disarmed society changed the conversation by using the Orwellian term gun violence. Gun violence included suicides, with all homicides and the rare fatal gun accident to create a term to promote restricting the right to keep and bear arms. Now, per capita gun ownership versus percentages of suicides committed with guns, per capita gun ownership represented, a problem when you looked at it, when you looked at the numbers. The obvious problem is the number of guns in society is not associated with the number of suicides in society. And for the sake of this discussion, we're going to refer to societies as whatever culture you find within a country. So some societies like Japan and Korea have very high suicide rates, but very low gun ownership rates. There has been significant conjecture that the availability of guns in society causes an increase in suicides. And the theory rests on these claims and conjectures. One, suicide is an impulsive act. I can tell you right now that is a falsehood. I'll tell you why in just a second. Two, guns make suicide easy. Three, more guns or access to guns results in a higher suicide rate, which once again goes back to suicide as an impulsive act. You're having a bad day, you're looking at things, all of a sudden you realize, hey, I got a gun in my glove compartment, I could just take care of this right now. Yeah, that's how suicide happens. Yeah. The alternative hypothesis is the suicide rate is not determined by means, but by other underlying factors. Two, there are multiple means to commit suicide, many of which are easily accessible. Three, guns are one of many means which can be chosen. If there are fewer guns, other methods will be substituted. Hanging, tall buildings, trains. Four, changes in gun laws will not change suicide rates. And just like changes in gun laws will not change crime rates or violent crime rates. Now, a simple check on the guns cause suicide hypothesis is to see if increasing per capita numbers of guns in society causes the overall suicide rate to increase along with an increased percentage of suicides committed with guns. Here in the United States, we can look at a few things. You know, one thing that I have seen personally, especially with the Caucasian males, is after we get to a certain age and everything, this benchmark of what is considered to be success or unsuccess, what we're constantly barraged with in the media and everything else, can be sort of depressing. And here in the gun world, Bob Owens, the former editor at Bearing Arms, committed suicide. He committed suicide right after the NRA show. He had a book deal. Everything was going good. But there was something underlying within Bob, as it is with all of these poor souls, that nobody, it was not apparent to anybody. And then there is my friend Tyson Bowers, who's my first radio producer. The week after Christmas in 2017, I was filling in at a local station, and Tyson loved that I was at that local station. He thought I had made it. And he called in every day that week, and he was just delighted that something that he had helped start, which actually he gets all the credit for the start, because without him, I would not be where I'm at today. But the week after that, January the 8th, he killed himself. Now, he had tried to kill himself with a car, driving a car into a tree. That didn't work. He got messed up pretty good, but it didn't kill him. So then he went to a gun. Something had been going on with Tyson that I didn't know about. I was unaware of it. And this was not something where he just impulsively said, what am I going to do today? I got nothing to do today. I think I'll kill myself. That's not the way that works. And he tried not to use a gun. Everybody there, interestingly, everybody there, his friends and family and everything, one of his friends got the gun and broke it with a hammer, as if the gun caused the suicide. If guns are simply one means of suicide, which is easily substituted, there should be more suicides with guns where there are more guns. But the overall suicide rate should not be affected. CDC has data for the number of suicides committed with guns since 1981, and it was corrected for age distribution by the CDC. The ATF has data on gun manufacture, imports, and exports from which the number of private guns and the per capita increase in gun ownership can be calculated. And the method used for determining the private stock of the guns is that used by Gary Klecht after being developed by Newton and Zimring. And the data show that while the per capita ownership of guns has increased and the rate of suicide has increased, the percentage of suicides with guns has decreased from the 1990s to 2006, then it leveled off. And it dropped from 61.1% in 1990 to 47.5% in 2018. Several studies have found changes in gun laws have no effect on overall suicide rates, but may change the number of suicides committed with guns. Guns have a lot of other uses. They have utility, including defense of self and community, hunting and recreation. Suicide rates are not changed by the availability of guns in society. People decide whether to commit suicide or not, and guns are one of the methods. And increasing suicide rates may result in more suicides being committed with guns, but interestingly, that number's coming down. When I saw this, it still affects me to this day, those two guys that I mentioned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending a tentative railroad agreement Congress is working to pass to avoid a strike. Speaking alongside French President Emmanuel Macron, Biden is asked why paid sick leave for rail workers wasn't included in the agreement the White House helped negotiate in September.
I've been trying to get paid leave, not just for rail workers, for everybody. But that other team, they called the Republicans, they voted against it. They said we couldn't do it.
Senate Republicans quick to point out that Democrats control all three branches of the government. Without proof, Oregon's Attorney General says slowing down the state's voter-approved gun control measure would result in unnecessary deaths. It was in response to the emergency motion aimed at stopping Measure 114 from going into effect December 8th. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I've been talking about who's going to try to seek the Republican nomination for the presidency, and I've talked about DeSantis, I've talked about Trump. I talked just the other day about the wannabes. And now we're going to go to the third stringers, which the third stringers will not last very long. They'll last about as long as Kamala Harris did. Oh, yeah, she's the VP. So you may be wondering why sexy bohunk Larry Hogan feels the need to throw his fat into the ring, or why Chris Christie feels he must literally weigh in, or what deep-seated psychotic urges compel Liz Cheney to go after another epic fail, or why any of these other total losers want to run. They're doomed. There is no lane for them to stay in. There is no potential for them. There's no hope for them. Do they not understand this? Did somebody lie to them and tell them they had a chance to enter the White House in a context other than a tour? Are they dumb? Delusional? Or do they just want to destroy the Republican Party and realize that only they suck enough that their presence on stage might do so? I guess the answer to that is yes. And then there's that shameless ambition, too. A quixotic run might temporarily rise their profile and get a few extra media hits at the price of muddying the waters for the GOP. But this coming election is really important. It's too important for this kind of selfish self-promotion. Their only contribution would be to make it harder for us to win, and for some of them, that's probably the point. And one guy I didn't mention in the last one, and the last go-round when I was talking about the wannabes, was the junior senator from my state, Tim Scott. He's conservative. He's likable. He is a nice guy. And that's where the problem comes in. We tried nice, and people like Candy Crowley held a leash and made Nice crawl on the floor like a dog while flicking her riding crop. I would vote for Tim Scott as a next-door neighbor. I voted for him as a senator, but he's not displayed the killer instinct we need in a fight for freedom's very survival. In any other circumstance, he would be great. But just as Michael Corleone needed a wartime consigliere, we need a cultural wartime nominee. I hope we're in a situation down the road, after left's been broken, where we could safely support a guy of the quality and character of Tim Scott. He's young. He could wait until then to run. So let's review the total loser candidates. And one thing that we're going to see a lot of is selfishness. They babble about country before party, but it's always them above party, always. Several could have run for Senate and locked up more GOP seats, but they chose to serve themselves instead. The guys talking about principles never actually have any. Like Asa Hutchinson, who's apparently the governor of some place. I love how a guy whose name is Asa thinks he could be president, so the grizzled weirdo driving the chuck wagon. And yet his ridiculous name is the least ridiculous thing about him. He's Frito with a southern twang, a doofy loser with delusions of mediocrity. And he's stuck in 2005, blithely unaware that the Tea Party and Trump ever happened, or why they happened. If this guy was owned any more completely by the pearl-clutching establishment, he would be wearing a dog collar with a tag reading, Property of the Gope. And, of course, if he ever wore a dog collar, that would make him about 100,000 times more interesting than he really is. Then there's a big no to Kristi Noem. The South Dakota governor rolled over for the Chamber of Commerce wing when she had a chance to protect against woke trans weirdness. That was disqualifying. Later, she put her finger in the wind and came around, but when your first instinct is surrender, my first instinct is to never, ever support you for anything. Ever. People we need, you know, this is something where we're going to have to be ruthless here. Unforgiving about those who refuse to take the battle to the enemy. And if you are soft once, you're going to be soft again and again and again. And her cliches, her stories about her dad, the farmer, make you yearn for the edgy iconoclasm of Nikki Haley. Because she has a, there's a subtext to this. Here, rubes, eat up this homespun goo. I love stories of hardworking, plucky Americans. I could tell you something about my dad. I bet most of you could tell me something about your dads. But when no one does it, I mean, she just put out a book, and it's got a flag on the cover, of course. It comes out as sort of phony and tiresome. And remember, when they talk to you like you're an idiot and a sucker, it's because they think that you're an idiot and a sucker. Then there's Chris Christie. He thinks he can run, which is hilarious in every possible context. Another of the MSNBC curious quasi-conservatives. He's still milking a moderately interesting beginning to his upset governorship in New Jersey a dozen years ago. And he's one of those Republicans who thinks he's smarter than you because you don't support him. So I'm good. Let's try a thought experiment. Think of all the conservatives you know, and now imagine yourself asking them, hey, what about Chris Christie? Now, in your mind, do you see your friends nodding their heads saying, what a good idea? Or bursting into laughter and making jokes about hot dog eating contests? Chris Christie's whatever has-beens become when they are not even has-beens anymore. Then there is Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire. He did not run for senator because he thinks he could be president. If he'd run for the New Hampshire Senate seat, he probably would have won. But that would have meant placing his ambition second to the needs of the party, so of course he would not do that. So for reasons no one understands, Sununu, and, you know, can you smell the Bush heritage in the air, refused to divide up his tiny state such that a Republican might have a chance of winning one of its House seats. He's also a reliable source of criticism of conservatives who are actually conservative. So we got a guy who's selfish, does the Democrats' bidding, and does nothing but, you know, complain about other Republicans. So sign me up. He should just probably stay out in maple syrup land and leave the conserving to the conservatives. Larry Hogan has stopped being the governor of Maryland, and like Sununu, he refused to run for the Senate, where he might have won a Republican seat and instead decided to follow his own ego. He's pretty much a chunkier Chris Sununu, always there to undermine other Republicans and please our enemies. And when he finds out that he's a Nazi, the minute he wins the nomination, something that will never happen in a zillion years, he's going to be really upset and confused. It's kind of bizarre how non-players like this buffoon get the impression that they should play in the big game. He should go join a bunch of corporate boards and do the occasional MSNBC hit about how Republicans are mean because they won't let drag queens groom kids. And then there's Liz Cheney. She's like a dyslexic cockroach, always scurrying into the light. She's all about getting a bunch of people who are not named Cheney to go fight wars for people who are named Cheney. Her enemy is now the GOP itself, and this is a revenge run by a no-talent who gives nepotism a bad name. I'm still trying to figure out if she's really stupid enough to think she could cobble together a coalition who don't hate her sufficiently to get her past 2% of the vote. And it's probably stupidity. She's not even bright enough to be humiliated by her total rejection in the Wyoming primary. Her whole patriot pose is such transparent stupidity. Country first. For us and our kids. Beltway cowgirl had better things to do than fight her daddy's wars, and the Cheney children will be safe in their actual home state of Virginia. And what's funny is the Democrats hate this shrill harridan just as much as we do, and she's either too blind or too stupid to realize it. And I guess if you want to build bridges with the Democrats, unity through despising Liz Cheney is a great way to go. This is going to be about Trump and DeSantis. Focus. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, one of the things I like about the Second Amendment is its clarity. It simply states the right to keep and bear arms is one that should not be infringed upon by the government. Shall not be infringed. But many people ignore that and instead insist on guns being an unmitigated evil. And they present those of us who support gun rights as vile, opportunistic, and greedy. You see, no lawmaker actually thinks gun control is bad. They're just on the take. Nobody thinks on their own. And a prime example of all this comes from a recent op-ed on the topic. Guy's name that wrote it, Ned Barrett, more guns lead to more shootings. Let's challenge what gun ownership means. This is one of these 97% tropes. The mass shootings in Virginia and Colorado again call attention to the nation's gun problem, but how deeply guns are embedded in everyday life can be seen from other random news reports. When NBA player Taurean Prince of the Minnesota Timberwolves was pulled over in a suburban Dallas for an expired registration, he informed the officer he had two handguns in the car. Security guards at a bonfire party held at Enfield, North Carolina, Horse Ranch, confiscated 27 guns that people tried to smuggle in. These weapons were found in the bottom of coolers. These weapons were found in boots. These weapons were even found in hats. And a report on the Transportation Security Administration noted that so far this year, TSA has confiscated more than 4,600 guns, about 87% of them loaded. It's on pace to pass last year's record of 6,000 guns confiscated. Ah, yes, clear signs that guns are a huge issue. Well, it could be, if you didn't know the whole story. And these examples in this study were presented without links, of course, because nobody can go, you know, we're not going to be allowed to check these things. So let's look at these things first. Taurean Prince was arrested for a weapons charge. But those charges were dropped in part because Prince wasn't actually a threat. The only thing illegal about those guns was that he was arrested on drug charges, and you can't own a gun if you're using illicit drugs. The TSA numbers look right, but they're missing context. Because 640 million people fly in the United States each year. That's more than our population. So these numbers are a little more than statistical noise. In stats, they're actually 0.00009375% of people flying. And I'm using the 6,000 number in my calculation. And as for the thing with the horse ranch and all those guns being found, you can't actually find that particular story anywhere. There's one about a shooting at a similar gathering, but that suggests the targeted clientele of these bonfire parties is more of an issue than the guns. Further, this is a really good example of cherry picking. Because this is being presented to you. These are anecdotes, and this is being presented as evidence that guns are a huge problem. But he leaves out a lot. Like defensive gun uses. There was an example, you know, a self-defense shooting in a road rage incident in Tennessee. Or the 23-year-old woman in Chicago who defended herself from four carjackers. Or the Kansas guy who shot a home invader. Now, there's a reason he doesn't present those stories, because they went against the narrative he's trying to make. But even his examples don't really prove what he's trying to prove. And then it gets even worse. He writes, Second Amendment zealots say more that people, not guns, kill people. But when a nation has more guns than people, and I don't know where he got this number from, but hey, 393 million guns and 326 million people, the prevalence of guns is going to lead to the demise of people through intentional shootings, accidents, or suicides. The toll is more than 110 people every day, including 5 deaths per day in North Carolina. Well, North Carolina has a population of 10.55 million, so 5 deaths per day aren't nearly as scary as the author wants you to believe. It is still an issue, no doubt, but he neglects to tell us how many are killed with knives and clubs. Because remember, only 8% of all violent crime involves a gun. So, in fact, you only get that these 5 deaths per day if you include suicide, which he has to do since about as many people were killed in car accidents per day in North Carolina. Then he continues on. How it got this way is a complicated story about muskets, militias, the NRA, and members of Congress who value campaign contributions over their constituents' lives. And here, all right, the pretense of being civil goes away. I can take the cherry picking. That can even be excused as an artifact of what kind of search terms he used. Because, you know, if you're searching Google hearts some gun control. I can even tolerate his misuse of statistics, since he may well have never considered looking for a context. But this whole value campaign contributions over their constituents' lies is nothing but a bald-faced lie routinely perpetrated by those who refuse to accept anyone disagreeing in good faith. Because once again, there's no politicians that don't agree with gun control, they're just on the take. Instead of saying this, though, he just presents this as a simple fact, pretending it's just too complicated for a simple op-ed. And the truth is that absolutely none of what he said is accurate. Muskets are irrelevant, especially since rifles existed when the Second Amendment was ratified and were used during the Revolution. The term militia is a misdirection, since it's not particularly relevant to our rights. The NRA has played a role, but in defending our rights from jack wagons like this, but they're not the only group to do so. As a matter of fact, NRA is a term like Xerox. And then we have the last part that I find so infuriating. Never mind that anti-gun groups have outspent the NRA in the last few election cycles. Are those lawmakers bought and paid for? Do anti-gun politicians value their campaign coffers being full more than they care about the lives of their constituents? These are asinine claims that are generally predicated on the idea that we all really think gun control works. We just don't want it for some other reason, which is simply not the case. But this guy, who is a jackwagon, what would he know about this? He's already decided, and all he wants to decide about us. He wants gun control, and no insistence that it won't work will dissuade him. And more than that, he'll pretend those arguments don't even exist, that we're all just shills for an industry that's simply not that big. And that's why so many of us are distrustful of the media. Segueing a little bit, when the Republicans take control of the House this coming January, the Judiciary Committee has got some plans for the ATF. Jim Jordan is expected to chair it. He sent a letter to Steve Dettelbach, calling out the agency overseas for allegedly failing to respond to record requests and demands for information about their new impending rules on unserialized firearms and pistol stabilizing braces. And in his letter, he warns the ATF director to get ready for a grilling. He also told Dettelbach that his committee may be forced to resort to compulsory process to obtain the material we require. It may require prompt testimony from ATF employees, and he asked Dettelbach to preserve all existing and future records and materials in your possession relating to the gun rules. One of the new policies that Jordan dislikes are the attempt to crack down on ghost guns. He says the ghost guns rules goes well beyond the authority granted to the agency in any applicable federal statute and expands the legal definition of a firearm beyond what Congress intended, which means they're actually going to insert common sense into that argument. And in addition to that, they're going to go after them for the stabilizing braces. So I don't know. Jordan said Congress hasn't criminalized the use of pistol arm stabilizing braces under the GCA of 1968 or allowed for its regulation under the NFA. And he thinks the ATF has overreached. Anyway, that's coming up in January. And coming up next, we got hour number three. It's going to be the return of 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I have missed Joe. Missed him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.